Daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Here I'm reading from Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. You know, there are poisons which look exactly like crystal clear spring water. A glass of such a poison, placed next to a glass of clear water, would look to the eye exactly the same. Now, this glass of lightly carbonated substance could be pure water, or it could be poison. Now, if it contains a deadly poison, it effectively contains death. But if it's pure water, it contains life. Water is rehydrated. It's essential for rehydration. And it's life-giving. We need it as part of our natural diet. I always try and remember to sip water throughout the day. And when I don't, I lack in energy and focus. When I do, I have a better life. It gives me life. In a very real sense, it continues to give me life as I sip more and more of it. And in the same way, there are many things in life that are deadly, that are harmful to us spiritually. If we do them, if we do things that are immoral in God's eyes, we separate ourselves from God's power. Now, he can forgive us as we come back to him. But why make the problem in the first place when we can develop spiritually, when we can enjoy the joy that comes from following God's ways? So the way to escape this trap of falling into sin, of sipping the wrong water, sipping the poison, sipping on sin rather than something that's life-giving and rehydrating, is to follow God's word, is to read the Bible regularly so that you know you have in your heart and mind and soul the idea of what God wants, how he wants you to behave, and keep on praising God regularly as well as praying to him so that he'll fill you with his Holy Spirit, so you'll know him and be able to recognize his voice when it comes to those difficult decisions of which way to turn. And also when you're tempted to do something and you're wondering whether it's wrong or not, then you'll know whether to sip on that particular glass of substance. You'll know whether to do that particular thing. Is it pure water or is it poison? You decide. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to petertimothycooper.com. And thanks for listening. I will be back tomorrow.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.